What it does provide me with is a unique opportunity to speak to you on the issues of free speech rights from both perspectives, because I care from both perspectives. And contrary to popular belief, Louisiana is also in the Fifth Circuit. So these laws apply from both sides, and I get to kind of spend some time analyzing them from both sides. So let's get started. I've lost a little bit of time, and so I've learned to speak very quickly. You're a sophisticated audience, so I'm not going to slow my speech down. I'm probably going to make it faster. There is absolutely no possible way that I can provide you with a paper that gives every single aspect of free speech rights that are affected by technology in today's time. In fact, as I was putting the paper together and as the deadline loomed, every day I would pull the internet up and find another piece of information that possibly you could learn from. And if I'm guessing right, each of you has your own bag of stories and information and tricks of the trade. So what I'm doing today and what I tried to do in this paper is provide you with resources to take back with you to fully analyze and help your clients analyze the situations that are before them with respect to technological issues and free speech issues that arise. The first thing that you'll see on your paper, if you're trying to follow along on the paper, is that I've provided you with a set of definitions that actually are found within case law. Judges and courts seem to like that kind of thing, and so I thought, well, this will be helpful. I'm not going to go through those definitions with you, but if you choose to use or need a definition that's actually been cited in a case, then hopefully this will give you those resources. All right, let's get started. And for those of you who represent teachers and think that the first section of this speech is going to only be about students, don't run out of the room, because there are a few issues that bleed over into one another. And we'll be talking sort of at length primarily about students first and then about teachers, but there are some issues that bleed into one another, and they'll be touched on in the next 40 minutes.